In developing news overnight, the leaders of Britain, France and Germany have held a call with US President Donald Trump to discuss Washington's latest peace efforts to end the war in Ukraine, in what they say is a critical moment. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has again rejected calls for Ukraine to give up any territory to Russia, saying neither the law nor moral right allows it. He's told reporters that Russia is demanding Kyiv surrender and key areas of the country, but Ukraine is fighting to keep all of it. It comes after comments from US President Donald Trump that Ukraine should, quote, play ball and consider ceding territory because Russia now has the upper hand. Lysia Vasilenko is an international lawyer based in Kyiv and a member of Ukraine's Holos Party, also known as the Voice Party in English. Lysia, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Yes, hello. Good morning to you.
Now, the President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to hold elections during the war as long as Europe and the US help ensure security. What's your response to that?
This is exactly what we need, Europe and the US to ensure security. And once that is done, we are ready to whatever other demands are made of Ukraine. But that's the key thing right now, that Ukraine has the capacity to defend itself, that Ukraine has the necessary weapons, and that Ukraine has the necessary support to defend itself.
Are you feeling optimistic that that support might be provided, given that we are hearing Donald Trump say that Ukraine should play ball and consider giving up territory to Russia?
To be honest, this is not Donald Trump saying such words. It's Putin's demands, it's Kremlin's demands, and these are the demands that have never changed since the escalation of Russia's aggression in 2022. This is Russia's dreams, which are being voiced by the American president. Why he is doing so, one can only guess. For us in Ukraine, giving up territories, it's not possible. It's basically ceding to the aggressor. And we know that by doing so, we will only be signing up for a further war, a future war, but a war which will be much worse, because Russia as the aggressor state would have had the chance to rest, would have had the chance to regroup, to amass more weapons, and of course to go in for a much, much bigger war, claiming more territories of Ukraine. And this is exactly what happened in 2014, 2015, when, as you remember, we have signed the so-called Minsk agreements, which were calling on a ceasefire which Russia didn't respect for one day, even for a couple of hours. Why? Because there was no one to make Russia respect that ceasefire. This is, again, why our president, President Zelensky, is calling on Europe and the US to have concrete security guarantees, to give those concrete security guarantees to Ukraine. And then after that, of course, we are happy to hold elections, we are happy to discuss any conditions, but first and foremost is the security guarantees, because someone needs to make Russia stop with the war and stop with the aggression. Unfortunately, Ukraine cannot do it on our own. If we could, we would have done so a long time ago.
Certainly, Russia continues to push for Ukraine to cede land. President Zelensky says that legally can't be done. Does the Holos Party agree that you would need a referendum for Ukraine to be able to agree to ceding land, even if you wanted to do that?
Well, of course, we would need to do that. We would need to change the constitution, and change of the constitution requires a full referendum of all the people of Ukraine. And I cannot imagine this happening right now with soldiers stationed in positions on the front lines. How do they vote in any election or any referendum? They don't, because they cannot give up their weapons, give up their positions to go ahead and vote. So this referendum would be deemed null and void, because it would be considered that not all of the population has voted and participated. The same goes for any calls for elections, by the way. How do you ensure that all the people vote, especially the soldiers, who have more right than anyone in Ukraine to decide who will run the country, and who have more right than anyone, by the way, to also run for those very elections? Because remember, when the electoral process happens, it's not just about electing. It's also about having the right, the opportunity to run for elections.
That's a very good point. On Radio National Breakfast, I'm talking to Lysia Vasilenko, an international lawyer based in Kyiv and a member of Ukraine's Holos Party. In your view and in the view of your party, is Volodymyr Zelensky's presidency tenable given the corruption scandals around those close to him?
The Anti-Corruption Bureau, as well as all of our anti-corruption institutions, have continued to operate regardless of the war. And for that matter, actually, all of Ukraine's government institutions, our parliament, have continued to operate under the same democratic principles as we would have should there have been no war. Having said that, that means that this is why we had the corruption cases uncovered. This is why we had the arrest warrants issued, the search warrants issued, and this is why investigations today are still ongoing and why court cases are being prepared. And President Zelensky has reacted in the only way a president could react in such cases. He has made the relevant cuts and fired a lot of people from the presidential administration who are deemed to have been mixed up in these corruption scandals. And today, all of the population of Ukraine awaits the results of the further investigations and also the indictment and the condemnation of the said persons. And has it hurt President Zelensky and his ratings? I guess so. But again, we would need to have an election to say for sure.
Lysia Vasilenko, I really appreciate you joining us this morning on Radio National Breakfast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lysia Vasilenko is a lawyer and member of the Holos Party in Ukraine.